Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
When it is very important to make the right decision, we call it a life or death situation. For instance, your child is choking and you need to clear her throat or she'll die. Life or death. It's in God's hands, but it's in your hands too. And that simple sentence gives us a good summary of the heart of the content of the Bible. Life or death. It's in God's hands, but it's in your hands too. We see this in today's readings. Physical life is in God's hands. He created the world in our first reading. But it's in your hands too. He commanded us to be fruitful and multiply. Physical death is in God's hands. He told Abraham to sacrifice his son. But it's in your hands too. Abraham prepared to kill Isaac. Spiritual life is in God's hands. God freed Israel from slavery to Pharaoh, sent Jesus to set us free from slavery to Satan. But it's in your hands too. Will you change your stony heart into a heart that is spiritually alive, as described by Ezekiel, dying to this world through baptism, as St. Paul writes, so as to share eternal life? Life or death, it's in God's hands, but it's in your hands too. Our response to this life or death situation is not automatic. You have to believe in order to then respond. In Jesus' time, most people who heard him did not respond because they didn't believe him. At the beginning, not even his disciples understood the meaning of the empty tomb. They didn't yet believe what Jesus had been saying about his resurrection, and specifically that his resurrection would not occur on the last day like everyone else in conformity with Jewish theology, but rather on the third day after death, for which there was no precedent in Jewish theology. So Jesus spent the 40 days following the discovery of his empty tomb, appearing to his disciples in his resurrected body, to convince them that he really had risen from the dead. And once they do believe, all that remains is for them to now respond. So Easter leads to Pentecost, the day the Holy Spirit empowered the apostles to go forth and to proclaim to all the world what they now knew to be true. Life or death, it's in God's hands, but it's in your hands too. That is why the Easter Vigil is when we celebrate the baptism, confirmation, and first Eucharist of adults, baptizing them into the mysteries of Good Friday and Easter Sunday, dying with Jesus sacramentally in baptism so as to share also in his resurrection, admitting them, you, to the mysteries of Holy Thursday, Jesus' Last Supper, and then participating 3 days later in your first supper, your first communion with Jesus in his body and blood, and then anointing you with the Holy Spirit, confirming you with your own personal Pentecost. And what about the rest of us who are already in the church? Well, in just a few minutes, the rest of us will renew our own baptismal promises, our own profession of faith, recognizing that since we know the truth about the resurrection of Jesus, we will be held to a higher standard than those who have not been blessed with the gift of explicit Christian faith, which automatically puts us in the most important life or death situation we'll ever face. Will we live what we believe and thereby actually share in the eternal life that Jesus offers us? Or will we not live what we say we believe, thereby leaving unclaimed the greatest gift we've ever been given? On Easter, we proclaim that God has done his part, and now it's up to us to respond. Life or death, it's in God's hands, but it's in your hands too.